It's time
to meet the women who make a living around fast cars.
Hello, ladies.
This is Women Take the Wheel.
Sit down, strap in, and turn on all you've got.
Nikki Clark is taking you behind the scenes.
You're ready to win.
Let me tell you, these cars, they get up and go pretty good.
Introducing you to women drivers,
crew members,
and fans of the racing world.
Plus, Nikki is bringing you the latest racing news in Indiana and beyond.
We're going to bring it to you from the tower as they get ready to pull into the beach.
From the All Indiana Podcast Network.
All right, strap yourselves in.
Woo!
Getting off the track
and in your ears. This is Women Take the Wheel.
Come on, baby.
With your host.
Here we go.
Nikki Clark.
Hi, I'm Nikki Clark, your host for Women Take the Wheel here on the All Indiana Podcast Network. On this episode, I sit down with Julie Natus, hear how she developed a love for racing as a young girl in Norway, and the journey that brought her here to the U.S. to drive the Randy Meyer Racing A-Field Dragster. Stay tuned.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
And welcome to Women Take the Wheel. This is Nikki Clark. And today I'm talking with Julie Natus. That's how we're saying it, right?
Yes, that's how you say it.
Perfect. And she is driving right now an A-Fuel dragster, but we're going to get you in fuel someday, right?
Oh, yes, that's right. That's my dream and goals.
Nice. Well, something I usually like to start with is people's story about how they got into racing. And yours is interesting because if you don't know, Julie's from Norway. Yep. And so tell me how you got into the love of the sport.
Well, I grew up around racing. My grandfather and dad were racers over in Europe. And I pretty much grew up at the racetracks in Europe like everyone out here grew up at the racetracks out here in America. So I followed my dad as a kid. He was racing Pro Mod in the European Drag Racing Championship. I was on the road with him whenever he was racing, and then, of course, when I was 8, I was like, "Dad, I want to race, too." Like, I couldn't wait to start racing. So the year I turned 9, I got my own junior dragster, and I've been racing ever since.
And I was reading, you didn't just do dragster.
No.
You did, like, other cars, too.
Yeah, so I did junior dragster. Then I got into go-karts because the drag racing season over in Europe, and when you're just like racing around for fun at local racetracks, is not really a whole lot of events. So my dad got me and my brother into go-karting. And then from there, I got my Supercomp dragster. And then I was still in go-karts. So I did drag racing, go-karts, and then we added formula cars on that too.
Oh my God.
Yes, we were really busy. And then it came to the point where I was racing Supercomp dragster, go-karts, and formula cars all at once. And wow. I had to pick and choose. And my love has always been for drag racing. So really? I decided to stick with that. So, but yeah, it was fun. I've also been in door cars. Like, I got my license in a 7-second door car, just like to see how it is, because I've always been down to strip and dragsters, but really wanted to try. And also, my dad was a Pro Mod racer, so obviously, I wanted to see, like, maybe I should be in Pro Mods and not Top Fuel dragsters, because he did Pro Mod, then jumped into a dragster. So, yeah.
I hear Pro Mods are a beast to drive, though, because I know I asked Shelly Payne one time, because she did both, Top Fuel, and I'm like, what's easier to drive? She's like, oh, the Top Fuel.
Pro mod needs to drive.
That's what my dad says too. He's like, I don't want you in a pro mod or a funny car. We can stick with the dragsters, but yeah, I'll let you try the door car. And my dad, I think he regretted it a little bit that he put me in the door car because I absolutely loved it. And I still, to this day, would love to drive a pro mod or a funny car again. Although my love is for the dragster and I really do want to do top fuel. So.
And here's a cute thing because I was looking at your bio, I was looking you up. Your cars, when you were younger, had the Batman symbol on it. What was with that?
Yes. So it started out with my dad's first pro mod car. Mm-hmm. When he started racing, like, a long time ago, and it was sitting in the shop, and one of his friends came over, and he was like, oh, it's all black. It kind of looks like a Batman car. Ah. And my dad was like, yep, that's it. We're sticking a Batman logo on it, and ever since, we've had Batman logos on all of our cars, so that's really the story.
Do you still have it on your top, your A-fuel car?
No, I don't. I remember my first year, I had like a small one, but no, I really do should have it on there though.
I'm like, well, look at Krista. She has Princess stickers from.
Oh, yes, that's right. Maybe I should bring it back.
So just even put it just down in your own little spot so you can have your.
I definitely should do that.
And you were on a winning streak because you just won this last weekend over in Norwalk at the Sportsman. Your second of the year.
We've done great this year. Rachel got a couple of wins under her belt as well. We've had a couple bugs in my car that we've been trying to figure out. So that we got the win at the regional race this past weekend was just awesome and amazing. The car ran inconsistent all weekend long. It slowed down on Sunday, but that was really just because the heat and the track and all that. So, no, that was amazing.
That is. Now, how many wins are you up to now? Because I'm like, I see so many winners. I was looking at pictures. I'm like, well, which winner circle picture do I pick?
I do have two national event wins and then maybe seven regional.
My girl, you're
six,
on it.
Seven, yes.
I love it when you have to, like, use your hands to count. You're like, okay, you're doing good. You're doing good. And as you said, you want to do top fuel. So how is that plan coming along? Do you have a plan in place to, you know, eventually move on up? And have you actually, have you driven one yet? Like, even made laps in one yet?
I have not been in one yet. I do have plans very, very soon. I'm hustling right now, so hopefully I can have a plan here in a minute. But all I can say is that I'm on it, working on it, and it will happen soon.
Yeah, because people don't realize, and we talk about this a lot in here too, is the hustle to get sponsors. It is not easy.
It's not.
I mean, how do you go about that? Do you, on a daily basis, about, you know, trying to get sponsorship?
You pretty much look them up and you try to figure out how they could, what drag racing could do for them. And then I pitch with a team together with them. And then we put up a plan and we try to pursue it. So, yeah.
I've been there. It is not easy.
No. But I'm not giving up.
Oh, see, and that's good. And that's the thing is you can't. You can't give up. And so now you've been driving here in America what, for 5 years now?
I believe so. 4 years, maybe? 4 or 5 years, yeah.
Okay, now here's another thing, too, to kind of back up. How did you decide you wanted to come to America? I mean, did you come by yourself? Did your family move? Or you're just like, you know what? I want to go race. Let's go to America.
So I think it all started when my dad brought me and my brother over here to Pomona, out to the racetrack for the first time when I was 11 or 12. And we had never been to a drag race over here before. And my dad has done a couple of races here in his top fuel dragster, like back in the days.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we actually went to a couple of his races, too, which was awesome. He got to live out his little dream. No, it started there. And I was just amazed by how crazy and insane the sport was compared to over in Europe, like the count of cars, how amazing the drivers were, like just all of it, the rigs, everything to me was just, I was mind blown. I was like, I want to do this. How can I do this? So, and I was like, oh, I'm in Norway. How can I do that from Norway? So when I was applying for high schools in Norway, I was like, you know what? I'm racing in the European Championship with my Supercomp car. And I'm already gone so much for racing, because at the time when I was going to high school, go-karts, formula cars, all that. So I applied for a private athlete high school, an hour away from home. So I went there, did that, got second in the European Championship. And I was like, you know what? I'm graduating next year. I'm just going to take a year off, see whatever happens, happens, and I'm moving to California. So I moved to California to go, well, I applied for a school, so I went to Santa Barbara City College.
How'd you pick California?
Well, we've been on vacation in California since I was a kid, so it felt familiar anyway. And who doesn't want to live by the beach?
Yeah, so I'm like, yeah.
And have summer all year long, especially coming from Norway. So I did that, and I just went out to the racetracks. And, you know, Johnny Lindbergh was driving here at the time. It was about the same time that he moved out here and started racing. So I went to his races, went to the racetrack, got to know people. And then I was like, you know what? I'm not moving back home after a year.
Gotcha.
Yes, you guys did. So I just remember the day I was flying home to Norway after the year. I still didn't have, like, a new school to go to, nothing, no plans yet. But I knew, like, other schools that I could go to. So I was like, yeah, I'm not leaving. And I was crying going into LAX. I'm like, no. So on my flight home, like a 10-hour flight, I was like, I'm writing my application for Antioch University right now. So I did.
You go, girl.
Yes, got accepted and came back again, got my college, well, university bachelor's degree in marketing, business, and entrepreneurship. And I got introduced to Rainer Meyer.
Yes. Good people.
Yes. That, I believe, was maybe my second year in university. I can't even say the word.
It's okay.
Or third year. And he took a chance on me. He actually came to Sweden to watch me race Supercomp.
Wow.
And he pretty much said, yeah, we'll figure it out. In September, we can go get your license and we can go from there.
Nice. Yeah. I hope to have, plan to have Megan and Rachel on the show too. So
yes.
You'll meet more of the Myers.
Oh, yes.
You'll meet more. But I was going to go back. I was going to ask you, and you kind of explained a little bit. Mm-hmm. What is the biggest difference between the races in Europe and the races here? It's the FIA Association, is that
what it's called? Yes, FIA.
And what's the difference? You said car calls, but what's more the difference between the two racing?
So, first of all, we only have 5 FIA races a year because season is so short. People don't do this for a living. They do this as a hobby. So, there's no TV. Not a lot of marketing besides, like, on the racetrack. And it's maybe, like, 5 cars in top fuel. Sometimes we're lucky and we're having 12.
Ooh.
The promo feel is amazing, though. Like, we can see, like, 20 cars at least, like, at an event.
Wow.
But, again, it's only 5 races. And it's awesome, but it's not NHRA level.
Yeah.
And they're all a little bit slower because most of the people buy parts from that it's already been used in NHRA and bring them over. And because we're not racing as much in Europe, they're a little bit behind.
Yes, because I know I've worked with John Gaydosh, and he sold one of his pro stocks went over there.
Yeah.
He shipped off, went over there. And I've worked with Urs Urbacher, and so and he's telling me all about how over there. But we get hardcore fans from Europe, though, in NHRA.
That is true. Over the years, and I think NHRA.tv has helped out a lot, because I remember growing up, I was like, oh, I want to watch, like, NHRA drag racing. Mm-hmm. Couldn't find it anywhere. Now everyone can, like, just go NHRA.tv and watch it.
Yeah,
so that's awesome.
There's some hardcore guys from Britain I always, like, chat with when I watch NHRA.tv. And Sweden, too, even. I mean, there's Swedish, I mean, because you got Johnny, too, but I mean, I think, isn't it Bo Butner has a huge Swedish following?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
I don't know how that happened, but okay. So now, awesome. When you got here, who would you consider, like, your racing mentor? So, like, who was your here when you're growing up, besides your dad, of course, who was, like, somebody you looked up to for racing, for driving?
Well, I don't think I had one. I think I was looking up to a lot of the drivers, especially the people in Top Fuel. I remember when Brittany started racing Top Fuel, and I remember them being in A Fuel, and that's kind of how I figured out, oh, I'm going to go in A Fuel then Top Fuel because it will make me a better driver. I was obviously seeing Tony Schumacher and, the Force girls, and
you
a lot of people. Yes, I just knew that I wanted to be where they were.
And what is it like when you finally met them?
I don't know. It's No, I wasn't like a big like fangirl or anything because I was already like in racing.
Gotcha.
But it was awesome. It was cool.
And how was it having Johnny? Because I know I'm a friend of Johnny Sue and I just adore him. And what was it like being able to have like another, you know, having somebody from Europe kind of guide you along this way?
It was great. I obviously know him from racing in Europe. Mm-hmm. And I think at the time when we both moved here, him and my dad knew each other more than we knew each other. But him and his family quickly like became my family, too. Aww. Like his dad is just Papa Lindbergh.
Oh, that's so sweet.
They're awesome. They've always taken care of me out here. Like if my family's not here and they are, I'm hanging out with them. So
that is so sweet.
Yeah. No, he's one of my best friends and he always takes care of me. So
when did you make the decision to move from California to Indy?
Oh, I think I thought about that for over a year before I even moved because I was like, will I like it in Indy? But at the same time, it's where else am I supposed to be if I'm going to be racing? And being out of school, I was like, there's nothing holding me back in California. Like, yes, I have my college friends and all that kind of stuff. I have the beaches. I have my lifestyle. But if I'm going to go Top Fuel and be a full-time driver, I should be in Brownsburg, Indiana. So I made the move. I spent a lot of time out here last year during COVID because I was all by myself in California pretty much. So I was like, you know what? I'll spend some time in Indiana, see how it is. And in November, December of last year, I was like, yep, I'm moving.
Pippa Mann was the same way. She's like, where else would I go if I wanted to keep racing?
Right.
You know, it's coming to Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Now, what would you say to other girls who want to get into racing? What advice would you give to them? That's another question I'd love to ask. What advice do you give girls who are like at the ropes going, I want to be a racer? What advice would you give them?
I would say never give up on your dreams, no matter if it's racing or anything else. You got to work for it, but you just got to keep going. It can be tough out there. But with all of these drivers in NHRA right now that are women and they're dominating, I'm like, yes, girl, just keep going and don't ever give up.
Good.
Yeah.
Another fun question, because it seems like you're always racing because in Europe, not as much, but here you're always racing. When you're not racing, what do you do?
Oh, wow.
you have to think
I'm like, what do I do? Because I'm literally feel like I'm doing racing 24/7. And if I'm not, I'm going to the gym because I'm racing. Like, my life is around racing. But I do love beaches, which I don't have around me anymore, but
we have
the beaches, waters, like water sports and all that kind of stuff is, I love that. I love hiking. Not that I've been hiking out here in Indiana, but yes.
Well, I'm like, people don't realize, too, you're an athlete. I mean, you drivers are athletes. It's not just getting in the car. You guys got to stay fit. I mean, even like people, when you think about the G-force and your lungs and just like your reaction time. So,
yes,
I mean,
it all affects it. Yep. It does.
We'll get you out hiking. There's lots of great trails around here. We'll get you out hiking.
I've heard about them. Just haven't had the time yet.
See, that time was because the first year I was here for 2 years and people are like, well, you haven't been here yet. I've been racing.
Right.
When you go to 23 races a year, that's pretty much all you do.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe in the off season. Well, then it will be cold.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you got spoiled by that California weather. Then you came here.
I did.
Then you came here. So, and here's the part where we get to get a sponsor plug. Tell us about your sponsor so we can give them a quick plug.
My biggest sponsor is OTG, which is a Norwegian-based company that do flooring. So not a lot of people would know about them out here. Yeah. We got NGK and Lucas Oil always sponsoring, being great support for me and the whole Rhinemeyer Racing team. We got Gunk Technician Academy, which will be awesome out at the U.S. Nationals. Technician Academy and Ivy Tech University.
Yes, Ivy Tech is just on the road.
Yep, they're coming out. We're having two students coming out to work on the race cars, which we've done for a couple years now, and it's always so much fun. So,
looking forward to that. People the chance to move up and learn.
Yes.
So also you're going to learn lots of, with racing, you have to get into it, really learn a lot of that stuff.
Exactly. So it's like a great opportunity for students who want to be in the automotive field, but not sure where they want to go yet. And they get to experience working and being on a NHRA crew. So
it is fun being up the starting line. I'm not going to lie. And now it's also the time to work. Tell us, where we can follow you because you're online. You're everywhere. Tell us where we can find you on social media.
Instagram is Julie Natus. My website, Julie Natus. Facebook page, Julie Natus Racing. And then we got Ryan and Meyer Racing on both Instagram and Facebook.
See, I'm like so nice and easy. It's like, yep. And spell your last name too, just in case they don't see it. It's
N-A-T-A-A-S.
Gotcha. Yep. I had to ask her pronunciation because even the guys at the track, Joe and them, are like, pronounce it different ways, but we're going Natus. So Thank you so much for coming in today. I really enjoyed having you, and I hope everybody learns from your story and they can maybe get inspired by it.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Thank you again for listening. I'm Nikki Clark, and this is Women Take the Wheel. Be sure to connect and follow on Facebook when you search for Women Take the Wheel podcast. And be sure to follow and subscribe to this podcast now on the All Indiana Podcast Network.
From the All Indiana Podcast Network, this is Women Take the Wheel with Nikki Clark. Follow and subscribe to this podcast now and discover even more great podcasts on the All Indiana Podcast Network. Online at allindianapodcastnetwork.com. allindianapodcastnetwork.com.